Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Sukkah, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So we said at the end of the last Mishnah that in order for something to be kosher schach, it has to be something that's gedula min ha'aretz and eino mekabel tuma. Chavile kash v'chavile etzim v'chavile zradim. If you have bundles of straw and bundles of wood and bundles of cane, a certain type of cane that's fed to animals when it's moist, and they use it as firewood when it's dry, ein mesachin ben. You're not allowed to use that as schach, even though straw, wood, and cane seem to fit the criteria we just laid out in the previous Mishnah. They grow from the ground, they're not mekabel tumah, so why in the world would you not be allowed to use them for schach? So the key word over here is chavile, that once it's made into bundles, you're not allowed to use it for schach. And the reason for that is that even when you have kosher schach materials, you can't use it for schach unless you put them on the sukkah with the intention of making shade for the area underneath it. If you put it there for some other reason, like just to dry it out or something like that, it's not going to be valid schach. The Torah says that the schach also needs to be kosher at the time that you put it up. It can't later become kosher. That's a violation of ta'aseh v'lo mina asui. So if you put bundles of straw and wood and cane, even though they're kosher materials, we assume that you're putting it there just to dry. So it's not with the intention of sikuch, and therefore, even though later you may intend that it should be used for schach, but that's not the moment that you're putting it up on top of the sukkah. So that's a din midrabanan, the rabbanon were concerned that someone might put bundles of wood, straw, or cane on your sukkah to dry, and then just change your mind and decide to leave them there for schach. So to prevent people from using schach in such a way, the chachamim made a din that bundles of wood, straw, or cane are not allowed to be used at all, even if when you initially put them there, your intention was for schach. So it's a din midrabanan to a case where your intention would not be for schach. But once you untie those bundles, then it's going to be kosher, because that is its own asiyah. When you're untying it, that is your making of the sukkah. And all these types of bundles and all types of materials are all good for the walls of the sukkah. They're just puzzle for the schach of the sukkah. Al shema schach kruya sukkah. So only these requirements are only for the schach. Now, Mishnah Vav, a house can't be used as a sukkah, even if the roofing material is something that grows from the ground, it's not mekabel tumah, because you need a sukkah v'lo beis or shel kol hashana kula. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, the roofs of houses very often were made with wooden beams. So the Chum made a gzera that wide beams are possible to use for schach, because if we'd allow people to use them for schach, people would end up sitting in their houses thinking that that's okay as well. So how wide of a beam is possible midrabanan to use for schach? Mesachin bin Asarim, you're allowed to use boards that are narrower than four tefachim as schach, because only boards that are four tefachim wide are similar to beams that you'd use for roofing. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Meir says, even if it's less than four tefachim wide, it's going to be problematic, because people might consider that the same as a regular roof of a house as well. So the Mishnah tells us, what's the halacha in a case where the board is four tefachim wide, which is definitely going to be possible, and it's put on top of a sukkah next to a wall between the wall and the regular kosher schach. So nasnul and neser shu rachav arba tefachim kshera. If a person put a board that's four tefachim wide on a sukkah adjacent to the wall of the sukkah, that's kosher, because the board is not wide enough to consider to separate the wall of the sukkah from the schach of the sukkah, thereby passeling the sukkah. Ublach lishan tachtov, but you're still not allowed to sleep underneath that board, because it itself is not valid schach. It's just not enough to disqualify, to separate the wall that it's adjacent to from the valid schach. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we said that bundles of kosher schach cannot be used for schach unless you untie them. If you untie them, they can be used, and bundles can be used, and really all materials can be used for the walls of the sukkah. In Mishnah Vav, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to use any board that's less than four tefachim wide, and Rameir said even if it's less than four tefachim wide, you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use beams and boards, because that's something that's similar to regular roofing material. And if you have a 4 tefach wide board that you put on the end of the sukkah next to the wall, it will not invalidate the sukkah, but you're not allowed to sit. You're not yotzei the mitzvah when you sit underneath that board. It just won't separate the wall from the kasher schach that's on top of the sukkah. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.